All right, guys, time for Ask Steve. This is Steve's favorite segment. We get to ask him questions, and he gets to answer. Our only request, this is another question, is that you keep
Shirley,
your answer
Shirley,
short.
So
you
don't
more questions in.
Because you waste time with that.
Why do you hate that so much?
She hates setup. He hates setup.
He doesn't like that.
He hates a setup. He does.
All right, Steve.
Yes, he does, Jay.
He does.
He can't stand a setup, man.
All right, Steve, here we go. What's the lamest excuse that you've given to get off the phone with someone?
I bet you got a lot of those. Come on.
Lord have mercy. Oh.
The lamest, though.
One of my best ones is that the swimming pool is on fire.
What? Literally.
Stupid. Yeah, swimming pool.
There's somebody spilled some oil. And the swimming pool is on fire.
A grease fire.
That
in
throws
pool.
People into
yes,
something.
Yes, it does.
For real, you gotta go. I gotta go.
Yeah.
That's crazy, Steve. Go. All right, come
Here's
on,
Here's another
Tommy.
One that I like,
oh,
too.
Okay. So lame. What?
Oh, hell. There's a rat in here.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
works.
A good one, too.
Yeah.
And right. Get you off the phone.
Tommy, come on.
How about this? How do you handle people who won't stop talking? Despite,
I got that.
Despite plenty of nonverbal clues.
Oh, I ain't got no problem. I just walk off.
What?
Just walk
like
off?
Oh, I just walk off, though. Yeah.
Well, do they notice? Or they're so busy talking, they don't even notice. Huh?
I do it while I'm looking at them. I give them one last blink.
I like that
and
one.
And then I turn and walk off.
I yeah, like that one.
I've done that a bunch of times. Parties, all kinds of stuff. I walks right off.
You're stupid. Yeah. Come on, Junior.
My kids was in my office one day just talking to me, asking me to cry. I just got them, walked out, went out in the backyard, lit a cigar. Dad, really? Yeah.
Walk it off.
Come on.
All right, other than a plunger, what is something that you need to buy long before you need to use it?
Insurance.
What is it?
Yeah.
Insurance.
Yeah.
That's an insightful answer right yeah. there.
That's
yeah.
Really, that's one of the most important things you can
it
do.
Is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Jay.
Okay, you just saw a comedian, and this has happened to you. He or she was horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah.
When I say horrible, I mean horrible.
Come on.
You don't want to crush their dreams.
Yeah.
What do you say to him or her? What
First of all, do not make direct eye contact.
Comedian.
Man, he is not lying.
They already know. So, dog, first of all, do not make direct eye contact.
Okay, wait a minute, Steve. Let me set it up. They come off stage, and they're all excited. Hey, Mr. Steve, huh? What you think? What
King
do you think?
King of comedy.
Yeah.
How was that? What? Tell me something.
Let me ask you something. What did you think?
I thought it was great. I mean, did you see it?
I saw it. And let me explain something to you. Why do you think it was great?
Well, I was out there. I made a connection with the people.
Right there. Listen to me. Two things. You was out there. That's all you were. The connection you made was not the one you looking for. We are here for laughs. You didn't get none.
Where should I go from here? What should I do next?
Back to your job.
Your day job.
Oh, I done told a lot of comedians, man, you got to pull up, partner. Yeah. You need to reconsider this, man. Mm-hmm. Say what you do.
I think that happened to Chance the Rapper recently.
Yeah, he tried
took
to, do
to the
a
stage
comedy
and he
night.
Yeah, he tried to do a comedy night and he bombed.
No.
Yeah.
Just say what Chance do.
Yeah.
He's a great rapper.
Comedian.
Yeah.
Chance the Rapper.
Yeah. Yeah. Chance the Rapper, not yeah. Chance the Comedian.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. I heard that too, Shirley.
Yeah, all right. Okay, Steve, this is a personal thing. Just want to know, how are you feeling? How are you doing? You had hernia surgery about a week ago. What's the update?
I'm pretty good, man. I'm feeling better. Get stronger day by day. Still some irritation. You know, I got to watch how I move. Can't do nothing real sudden. But I went back to work to Family Feud for the first time the other day. And for the first time in 5 weeks, I worked standing up pain-free.
Mm-hmm. So okay. Well,
it's, good. It's healing. It's working out. It's, I'm not 100%, but mm-hmm. I'm fine, and I will be fine.
Yeah, you're on mm-hmm. the mend. That's good. Yeah. That's good.
That's good. That's good news.
Sickle cell. Leukemia.
Oh, so we're doing a health report?
No.
Hernia. Sickle cell. Leukemia. Stupidity. Pick one that you want to have.
Sing it again.
In a small body.
Woo! But this, why are you ending it, though? Like,
stupid.
Yeah. Next question.
All right, Carla, today, you got one? Yeah.
Yes, Steve. All right, here we go.
That was great.
That was greatness, right? Today is the first day of summer, ignorant. Steve.
Yeah.
What is one of your favorite summer memories? Just
I'm
take
going
us back.
To the boat.
Every year that's your favorite.
Heading to the boat, man.
And what's so great about the boat,
about
Steve?
That.
Tell us.
Because it is the one place that I've found that I can vacation and really totally and completely recharge mm-hmm. my spirit, my mind, and my body. It's so relaxing. And it's just me and my wife. And it's my best friend. And we talk and we work through a lot of things out there. We talk about our kids and grandkids. And we sit around and I date her. I date her the entire time. I take my wife to dinner every night.
Nice. That's nice.
Oh. That is nice.
Yeah.
I love summer. Mm-hmm.
I don't
nice.
Know what y'all going through. All right. What y'all going through summer?
Rich people.
I mean, they work on rich their people. Marriage. That's what he's saying. But
they got a great marriage. What is they going through? Yeah. They like they just going through some po-ass.
All right, listen. If you want to ask Steve a question, go to Steve Harvey FM. Coming up next, it's the nephew with Run That Prank Back right after this.